ready to go.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'd like to call to order the special meeting of the North Hunter Board of Regional High School District Board of Education. In accordance with requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, NJSA 10:4-6, adequate notice of the meeting has been provided by posting of notice at North Hunter High School and Voorhees High School, delivery by facsimile to the Hunter County Democrat, Star Ledger, to the municipal clerks of Bethlehem Township, Califon Borough, Town of Clinton, Clinton Township, Franklin Township, Glen Gardner Borough, Hampton Borough, Highbridge Borough, Lebanon Borough, Lebanon Township, Tewksbury Township, and Union Township, as well as other interested parties. Fire code. In compliance with NJ Fire Code, fire exits are located in the direction indicated. In case of fire, you will be signaled by bell and or public address system. If so alerted to fire, please move in a calm and orderly fashion to the nearest smoke-free exit. At this time, please silence all cell phones. Roll call, please.
Okay, it's June 29th at 8 a.m. Dr. Alan Munley, Ms. Aprovato.
Here.
Ms. Crisologo.
Here.
Mr. Goger. Mr. Kirschberger.
Here.
Ms. Masters advised she won't be with us today. Mr. Mielek.
Here.
Ms. Richards. Here. Mr. Roll.
Here.
Mr. Roncaroni. Mr. Strait.
Here.
Ms. Viotto. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Flag salute, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, this is our opportunity for public comment. During this portion of the meeting, the public is invited to address the board with questions or comments. The public is requested to sign the register provided for this purpose and to state their name, address, and direct their comments to the board president. While all comments will be considered and a response will be forthcoming, if and when appropriate, the board will not respond to the speakers at the time of their appearance. The public comment period will be a maximum of 30 minutes in length, unless there are unusual circumstances. Those appearing will be allocated 3 minutes to speak, and no one will be permitted to speak twice until those wishing to speak have had a turn. Okay, so this is our seeing none. We'll move along to item number 7. This is a motion for the reason that we are here. The resolutions, change orders, indicated on your agenda. So I guess
I'll make a motion.
You want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve such items.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Let's have discussion, I guess.
So I just wanted to share with everybody what is the reason for these resolutions in this meeting this morning. These projects are not referendum projects. These are capital projects that the girls' gym was in reaction to the tile issue we had, and the salt shed is actually a project going back several years. During the demolition work in the girls' gym, the original electrical panel was found to be a larger project than was anticipated. It couldn't have been established during the design because nobody knew what was behind the wall. So the rewiring of a new panel and the requirement for that rewiring is the genesis for this change order. The change order is within the allowance that was approved in the original construction costs. The salt shed, when they demolished the existing buildings and removed the existing foundations and footers, they found an oil tank and a manhole that actually required now a change in the design of the footer for the new buildings. So that footer, which had originally been designed for what would have been anticipated to be level ground, on one side of the project, the ground slips away, so we have a need for a footer with a 3-foot retaining wall to bring the level of the foundation up to where it needs to be. This actually will consume the remaining allowance on that and require a transfer of $12,120.50 from our capital project to complete that work. That's all I have on that.
So can you go back? I missed the point on the oil tank, that there's an oil tank we didn't know existed there?
Yeah. So there was some code work that needed to be complied with to remove it. And then, you know, you remove those things and you end up backfilling with dirt that you had assumed was going to be on the surface. Now it's backfilling a bigger hole than was anticipated.
We don't have to do any other removal of dirt because it leaked or the
nope.
tank wasn't in bad shape, nothing.
No. Nope. It was all
yeah, right. I mean, my, you know, I reviewed some of these documents yesterday. I guess the scope is really extra structural work, and concrete work to stabilize this one area. The allowance that was originally budgeted for this project was, I think it was what, like 9,000? What was it? It wasn't that much because it's a smaller job, you know, $281,000 job. For whatever it means, the second highest bidder was $580,000. So this one contract was $281,000. I don't know if that second number is realistic or not. We did a similar salt shed at Voorhees for, I think it was $180,000, but the scope of work was less because there's extra storage built into this shed. So because of the unknowns and then the structural, you know, concrete work that needs to take place to stabilize the footings, and it's in the, you know, the total extra, yeah, there it was like $30,000. Excuse me, $21,000. So it's unfortunate, but that's what happens when you get into projects and you have unknowns underneath. So and the other item, I think Jeff brought up, you know, we're tracking all the referendum projects and we're well within the allowances on them as a whole, and we're nearing the end of all of that work. Unfortunately, these projects are not part of the referendum questions, so we can't kind of borrow from the other allowances. These are going to come out of
capital
reserve then. So
does that put a short on the budget?
No, and actually, we're only taking $12,120 out of capital reserve for the one project. So even though the change order was higher for $20,000, it was utilizing the remaining allowance, and then it exceeded the actual award to the contractor by the $12,120. So we had originally awarded a contract with $281,000 in June of last year, and that included an allowance. I wanted to say that was $30,000 or $50,000, but this is allowance two, and it is taking up the balance of the allowance and then exceeding the $281,000 by just $12,000. So that's the amount that's coming out of capital reserve. The other allowance deduction is not coming out of capital reserve. That's within the actual original award to the contractor, because each award has a certain amount of allowance based on the estimate needed by the architect.
You're referring to the girls' gym.
Girls' gym, right.
So there was an allowance built into that one, and they're still within that allowance, so we're not taking any more money. That project has a purchase order issued to the contractor for the amount of the original award, which I believe is $939,600 based on the change order. I'm pretty sure that's the amount for the purchase order. So they're within that amount. We're not doing anything outside.
So back to the salt shed for a second. So that the design of that was done last June, or last year, and it was approved last June. So I just had a question, because you mentioned that the scope of that salt shed is different than the one that was done for Voorhees.
Yes.
And it includes some storage. So I've not seen the design of what we're doing here at North. But I have been approached by multiple members of the community with a concern about ensuring that there is some sort of storage or an opportunity for storage for all that football equipment that used to be stored under the overhang of the old building, that overhang roof. And so when you mentioned storage equipment, there's storage room in the new salt shed. Is that intended to store like that, all that football equipment? Or
no, the new storage is for maintenance equipment. That issue is being addressed. We're looking at storage solutions that we can place on the pad that remains from the old Lions deck.
Okay.
So there will be storage on that pad for those items.
Okay, like all that all the stuff that went under that shed roof.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
So the reason for the emergency meeting is we just found this tank and we had
to come in. The reason for the emergency meeting was the girls' gym. That electrical work we need to get.
But I thought we knew about this panel, the last
building
around.
Well, I gave a heads up.
We knew it was coming.
At the last board meeting that it was coming, but and that it needed to be done timely to keep the schedule on these projects to get them, hopefully, but maybe not done by the time school opened. So we didn't want to wait until August to approve this change order because that project would come to a screeching halt.
I mean, is the assumption is that this will get that done now quicker?
Absolutely. Well, yes, it will get done quicker. I guess the jury's still out whether or not they're going to be able to get done by the day school opens.
I mean, do we feel that this is the last change order for this project? I mean, do we feel like they've found all the... I mean, this is a gotcha. This is one of those... We didn't know this existed behind the walls. Mm. Do we expect any more gotchas?
Right, like are all the walls
behind
the walls? I think
they're
substantially... We toured it a couple weeks ago, and they're far along with all the work, so... I don't know how much exploration they would be doing at this point that they haven't already done because, you know, they've taken it all back to existing and they're building it out. So at this point...
The only place that hasn't started reconstruction is the corner where this panel is. Everything else, the HVAC, the electric, all the new electric is running the walls. I don't anticipate them finding anything. I mean, unless something comes up in this electrical work, but they should have completely analyzed what they need to do and included it in this change order.
Our goal all along was to have this done by the time school started.
Yes.
So is there anything more that we can do to put pressure on the contractor to ensure that this is done by the time school starts? Because that seems like that's an important goal, right?
That we it is.
That's why we're here today.
Yeah, it was clearly communicated.
So we make it clear that We want to get this done now. We're going to get them, and we're not going to let them use this as an excuse. Oh, the board didn't approve it, so we can't get started. So
we just got the change order on Wednesday for the girls' gym. So we're doing what we need to do to get this done as fast as we possibly can.
Okay.
Similar to that question for the salt shed, though, I assume that now that they're going up, that there shouldn't be really any more surprises with that either,
right?
Since they're kind of like.
Yeah,
they're done with the foundation part and just now it's building.
Is there any further discussion? Okay, you have a motion on the floor. Do we need a roll call?
I'm going to do a roll call if you don't mind. And I did want to say for the benefit of Mr. Goger who arrived during the discussion, so that's recorded that you're here. We do have a motion by Roger and a second by Robert. So,
okay.
And ready? Okay. Mr. Goger?
Yes.
Mr. Roll?
Yes.
Ms. Crisologo?
Yes.
Mr. Mielek?
Yes.
Mr. Kirschberger?
Yes.
Mr. Strait?
Yes.
Ms. Richards?
Yes.
Ms. Abravato?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, I need a motion and a second to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Roger, second by Heather.